The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. The saddest smile in the world is the smile of a little polio victim imprisoned in an iron lung. Yet it is still a smile. A smile that you can help make possible with your contribution to the March of Dimes. The dime that you contribute to this worthy cause is the dime you never miss. It's the dime that will help that small boy out of the iron lung. It's the dime that will help a little girl walk again without braces or crutches. It's the dime that may prove a trial polio vaccine is effective. Yes, there is a trial polio vaccine now, which gives new hope that soon the laughter and smiles of children will never again be dimmed by cruel infantile paralysis. This is the year of decision in the fight against infantile paralysis. Your dimes will help in this mass test of the trial vaccine. Your dimes will help pay for more gamma globulin, the temporary paralysis preventive. For victory over polio, give to the March of Dimes. A blessing given is a blessing received. The dime you give to the March of Dimes is a blessing to some child crippled with infantile paralysis.
Hey, Molly, I was down in the basement looking through some junk and I... Hey, Molly, where are you?
I'm here in the kitchen again.
Oh. Look what I found down in the basement. A pair of trick handcuffs from my old magic set.
I guess the only thing to do will be...
Did I ever show you this trick where I handcuff myself to a chair and you put a coat over my arms and... What are you doing? What's the matter?
The thunder stopped up. Yeah. It's been draining slowly all morning and now it's completely stopped. Hmm. Well, there's only one thing to do. What was that plumber's name that we called the last time?
Plumber? Ah, that's just a simple stopped-up drain, kiddo. You don't call a plumber for a little thing like that.
Famous last word.
What do you mean, famous last word?
Remember the time you said just a little gas leak? And by the time the fireman left, we had to redo the whole kitchen?
Well, I had to find the leak before I could fix it.
With a match?
Now, this is different. My gosh, what could go wrong just opening up a stopped-up drain?
I don't know, dearie, but if you don't mind, I'll call the plumber. I hate to be such a coward, but I have a confession to make. I can't swim.
Oh, quit the kidding, Molly. Besides, you know how expensive them plumbers are. Remember what it cost us the time we called the plumber just to loosen those rusty bolts on my head?
Loosen what?
You.
Oh, you mean the time we came home from the masquerade ball and you couldn't get your head out of the Ivanhoe helmet?
Yeah.
I remember.
$6 an hour, that guy charged.
Well, he gave you your charge, you know. It was either him or Drano.
Well, we don't need any millionaire plunger pushers tracking up our kitchen, kiddo. All that stopped-up drain needs is a little lye poured down it. And I got a can of lye out here on the back porch I've been keeping just for such an emergency.
Well, I don't know. If you think that'll open it, I guess you won't be...
Don't you worry. 20 minutes is all I need for this job, kiddo. I'll just dump the lye down the drain, and then you can sit there, and I'll do my handcuff trick to keep you loose while the lye works.
The only trick I want to see you do, dearie, is to unstop that kitchen sink.
Okay.
I'll go upstairs and make the beds. You be careful now, you hear?
You come back in 20 minutes, Tootsie. All I need is 20 minutes for this lie to work, and I got... Another half hour, Molly. That's all I ask. 30 minutes more. You got to give that lie time to go to work.
It's been down there now for an hour and a half. What's it doing down there?
I don't know.
From the looks of that drain, I think it's building a bonfire.
Oh, that's a good sign, Tootsie. That's a sign it's working. You see, what happens there when we dump the lye in is that the proteins, the neutrons, and the croutons in the lye come into contact with the atoms in the sludge, thus causing an osmosis to take place, which creates friction, hence the smoke, or H2O. Oh, you see?
All lies be a smoke. I'll never understand all that other stuff.
Well, don't you worry. It'll open up. As soon as that water stops bubbling and the smoke clears away... Hey, I tell you what. While we're waiting for that drain to open up, sit down there and let me do my handcuff trick for you.
Please, now, McGee, let's keep our eye on the drain. Mm. I'm going to give it 5 minutes more, and then I'm going to call a plumber.
Hey, look, it's starting to work. Look, the smoke is clearing up. Look at it.
Well, I believe it is opening up.
There goes the water. Down the drain.
For goodness sake, you're wonderful.
Yeah. I told you there's nothing complicated about opening up a stopped-up drain. Very simple.
I'm delighted.
The reason most people make things complicated, my dear, is because they got complicated minds, that's all. Everything is simple for me because I'm simple minded. And as my mind is simple, you know what I mean.
I know you've certainly got that drain opened up all right, and I'm sorry I doubted you for a minute.
Saves us a fortune, that's all. A plumber would have charged us so at least a little, or maybe more.
Well, it's all right if I turn the water on now and rinse the sink out, is it?
Sure. Good as new. This baby won't give you any more trouble. Where are you going?
Down to the basement to get the soap powder.
Okay.
Let that water run. I want to let it heat up for the dishes so I can wash them.
Okay, kiddo. Watch them basement stairs. Ah, there goes a good kid. She sure don't know about plumbing. If something goes wrong, she wants to call the plumber and spend a fortune. And I can fix it just as easy.
Hey, turn the water off.
The water?
Yeah, turn it off.
Well, why? It's going down in the drain here.
It's coming back up in the laundry shop.
Oh, for the... Where's that plumber's phone number?
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. Here's something most of us have to think about sooner or later. Retirement. You know, it can be a long vacation, carefree and gay, or it can be a long ordeal, depressing and uncertain. It all depends on how well you've planned for it. A lot of folks are including United States savings bonds in their retirement plans. Smart people. They know that savings bonds are a safe, sound, sure investment. They know they'll get back $4 for every $3 they put in, $100 for every $75 they invest when those bonds mature. And you know that happens in less than 10 years. Of course, savings bonds can now be held beyond their maturity date at further interest. The highest rate it's ever been. 3% interest compounded semi-annually for as long as 10 years beyond the maturity date of the bond. Start planning for your retirement now. You'll discover you'll feel more secure tomorrow if you buy United States savings bonds today.
Who came in a while ago while I was on the phone?
Just the old-timer. I wanted to show him the handcuff trick, but he claims he already seen it. Sit down there. Let me show it to you while we're waiting for the plumber, Molly. You ever see my handcuff trick?
Is that the trick where you handcuff yourself to a chair or something, and I cover your hands with a coat, and you say alakazam, and the cuffs fall off, and you take a bow, and everybody jumps up and says, I know how you did it. You had the key up your sleeve, and they're right. You did that trick?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, God, I wonder where that plumber is. And how much is he going to charge? Because I...
Well, thank goodness. Open the door for him, dear.
Okay, but he ain't going to lay a wrench on them pipes till I find out how much it's going to cost.
Now, dearie, we're in no position to argue. Don't start that.
Murray Plumbing, sir. Hello, man. What's your problem?
The first problem, Si, is how much?
How much?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too hard to tell till I see what the trouble is. You get $4 an hour, time and a half for overtime, and double on Saturday.
Excuse me, dearie. It's in here, Mr. Murray, the kitchen sink. Every time we turn on the water, it backs up in the laundry tub in the basement.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
How long's it going to take, bud? If it's going to be one of them 30-day jobs you guys specialize in, just skip it. You can always wash the dishes under the lawn sprinkler anyhow.
It's probably just a simple clog drain, sir. A job like this shouldn't take more than an hour or so.
Well, that sounds fair enough, dearie.
$4 an hour is a lot of money. If you can fix it in an hour, okay.
Well, it's 4 o'clock. Let's take a look here and see if we can't wrap this up. All right, there we are, Mr. McGee. All set. Have a little stoppage outside the house in the trap.
Sure, sure. I could have found it myself, but you know how women are. Always calling the plumber, women.
Yes, well, it's 5:10, so we haven't hit overtime yet. 1 hour's work, that'll be $4.
Well, it wasn't quite a full hour, you know. According to my stopwatch, you still owe me 10 minutes.
According to your what?
Well, I'm not going to ask you to do any more work. I'm going to do the work. I just want you to sit there and watch. See if I do it right.
Some professional advice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fair is fair. I do owe you 10 minutes. So go ahead. I'll watch.
Good. Now, have you ever seen these before?
Pair of handcuffs, ain't they?
Right. Ordinary handcuffs. Well, I'm going to show you a little trick with these handcuffs that once startled the crowned heads of Europe.
Boy, this is one for the book.
That's it.
Call him a plumber to show him a magic trick. Okay, Houdini, I'm ready. Shoot.
All right. Now, watch closely. I snap this handcuff on the wrist. I snap the other end onto the water faucet here. Thus, handcuffing myself securely to the faucet. Right?
Yeah. Looks good and tight, yes.
Okay. Now, take the recorder. Here, just take the stick towel. And drape it over my wrist to cover the handcuffs.
Okay. Like that? Yeah.
Good. Now, I merely say the magic words, alakazam and zingo. My wrist is free and there's the handcuffs.
What do you know? Hey, that's good, Matt. How'd you do that?
That's a professional secret, bud. You want to try it? See if you can do it?
Yeah. Would you mind?
Well, you're working for me, ain't you? $4 an hour. Be my guest. Here, give me your wrist.
Okay.
Now, I snap the cuff on your wrist. Hold your hand over here. That's it. And I lock the other end onto the water faucet, thus attaching you securely to the faucet, right?
Yeah. Now, let's see. I say alakazam. It must be some way.
Can't do it, huh?
No. Nothing happened. How'd you do it, anyhow?
Well, you're a nice guy, so I'll let you know. You see, the magic words, they don't mean anything. The whole trick is done with this little key here.
Oh.
Now, you just palm the key secretly, see, and then when they cover your wrist with a towel or something so they can't see your hands, you just manipulate the key in under the towel and whoop. Oh, my gosh. Down the drain.
Hey, down the drain. Is that the only key you got, Matt?
Yeah, gee whiz, I'm sorry, brother. I may have to get a hacksaw to get them cuffs off. Oh, my God.
Well, don't worry about me, Max. I got no place to go. I'm still working for you, you know. $4 an hour.
What?
5 and a half after 5 o'clock.
What?
Don't worry about me, boys. Take your time, boys. $6 an hour for overtime.
Oh, no. Molly, quit. Bring a hacksaw. Get a blowtorch. They got some dynamite, anything, but hey, come on, Molly.
Pepper and Molly will be right back. More great NBC programs have been grouped together to bring you excellent programming throughout the weekend when you keep your dial set to the same station. There is a great new road show each Saturday afternoon, an inspiring Never Walk Alone each Sunday, and of course the popular NBC Sunday afternoon show, Weekend. These are only a few of the fine new programs being presented every weekend for your entertainment pleasure by NBC, the radio network that is catering to your listening habits. Accept our invitation to pleasure-filled programming and make this station your entertainment headquarters. And remember, next Monday evening, you'll hear superb music by great artists when you listen to The Railroad Hour with Gordon McRae, The Voice of Firestone with Howard Barlow and the Firestone Orchestra and Chorus, and The Telephone Hour featuring the music of Donald Voorhees and the Bell Symphonic Orchestra. Yes, whenever you turn on your radio, you'll do best to tune first to the station where you hear the familiar three chimes, for they're your invitation to superb radio entertainment. The NBC Radio Network.
Molly,
you sleep?
No, dear. How could I sleep with that plumber locked to our kitchen faucet at $6 an hour? Did you get him loose?
Yeah. Half past one. 8 hours it took to saw through them handcuffs.
8 hours at $6 an hour? That's nearly $50.
Well, I made a deal with him. I told him if he charged a cent over $5, I'd leave him there forever. He settled.
Thank goodness.
Remind me to call him in the morning again, will you?
For what?
That key must have lodged in the drain someplace. Sink stopped up again.
Oh, no.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed. With Fibber and Molly tonight, with Dick Ryan as Murray the Plumber. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again next Monday night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Tomorrow, don't fail to hear Your Road Show with Bill Cullen on the NBC Radio Network.